The city planning department and most of the Juneau Marijuana Committee members said no, don't set a limit. Let the state's soon-to-be-written regulations, local zoning restrictions, and the free market sort out the number.
I think government spends enough time telling business how to be business.
That's committee member and Juneau Assemblywoman Debbie White.
And with the licensing fees, the initial investment, the zoning, we've built enough roadblocks.
One of the latest roadblocks the Alaska Marijuana Control Board is proposing is a 500-foot buffer around schools, recreation, and youth centers. White's sentiment was echoed by Planning Commissioner Mike Satre.
And so I think trying to put a further cap on that, not letting the free market work, may kill this altogether.
Planning Commissioner Dennis Watson.
By limiting, in my mind, coming from where I spent my life, is you're kind of creating an inadvertent monopoly. I just not comfortable with capping private enterprise. I think it's a mistake.
And Assemblywoman Maria Gladyszewski.
I'm inclined to not put a limit on it at all for the reasons colleagues up here have said.
Assemblyman Jesse Keel chairs the committee. He was an outspoken supporter of the campaign to legalize marijuana in Alaska, but was in the minority on the retail shop limit question.
The one thing you can never do is put the genie back in the bottle. If we were to undershoot on a number of licenses and find that demand was not met, that the black market was alive and well, it would be entirely within our power to increase the number of licenses available. But once you got somebody with a business running and they have premises and employees and stock on the shelves, extinguishing their license to operate is not just a tough thing to do, it's kind of a rotten thing to do to somebody who's invested blood, sweat, and tears, not to mention cash in it. So I am very reluctant for us to take an unlimited approach to this new industry.
He said it's reasonable to follow the rhetoric of the legalization campaign, regulate pot like alcohol, which means limiting the number of marijuana stores according to population. Carol Treem, a local who's educated in economics and public policy, wrote a report for the committee at Keel's request attempting to rationalize a number. Treem crunched data from the census, drug use surveys, and commercial marijuana regulators in Colorado and Washington State. She came up with an estimate for the minimum number of retail stores needed to serve Juneau's marijuana users. By her math, Juneau needs a minimum of 6 to satisfy legal demand. If there's fewer than that, the economics push pot sales back to the black market, where tax revenue is lost and pot becomes more accessible to minors. The Marijuana Committee didn't settle whether to limit the number of stores. Several members said they wanted more information or to wait and see more complete regulations from the state marijuana board.
It will put the city and borough of Juneau, and I think the members of the public interested in starting marijuana businesses, in a rough spot if we delay all our decisions until we know what the state's going to do. That said, doesn't do us a lot of good to make decisions and have them taken away from us, so anyone who would like to cut that Gordian knot, please bring your knife.
The State Marijuana Board has been meeting and writing draft regulations arduously to hit a November 24th deadline. The Assembly's moratorium on accepting land use applications for commercial marijuana activity expires October 19th, which the committee recommended extending. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.